Well, you're going along in marriage, and here comes a baby.
Oh my.
Well, it has been almost 28 years since we got married.
Yes, it has. And it's been about 26 years since we had our first baby.
Wow. And what happened when that baby came along?
We were like totally excited, but then life kind of seemed to kind of go in a way that we weren't expecting.
Yeah, when you add that next person into your marriage, that first little baby comes along, it's a little bit of a game changer.
Because
before that, I had your attention.
And I had all of your attention. And then all to myself.
Here comes our first little boy, and wait a minute, he's getting a lot of attention.
Yes, and you weren't.
And that began to create some challenges of like, wait a minute, I thought we were married.
We were like this, and then all of a sudden it's like this.
There's a baby in between. And I love my children.
Yes.
But wow, our first child sure taught us some new things about how to actually recalibrate and coordinate about us.
Exactly.
Because that first, 3-4 months of caring for a baby is new for both of us.
It is. And it's a lot of challenge on mom with the baby and the body and just all of these
recovery,
all these experiences that you just don't quite know how to deal with until you're actually in the moment.
So watching our son and his beautiful wife have their first baby, it reminded us of our first experience. And it caused us to reflect on what do you do? You know, how do you keep a marriage strong after a baby? How do you do that?
Because it's definitely a juggling act.
And it
can be challenging.
We have met new couples who really struggle with this. And then we see other couples who do pretty good with it. And they're able to balance that. So what are some key things to look for and do to keep this marriage strong?
Well, first of all, you were two. And now you're three.
Two people.
Now you're three people. Exactly. And there's a lot of demands from the baby, especially at nighttime. The sleeping experience is a whole new experience. Sometimes we have the baby in bed with us, and so it's like, oh my goodness, this is just different than we were ever used to. All this time of being married, we haven't had this little baby in between us. And so that's a big, big difference with the baby at nighttime.
And what can happen is because the baby demands so much attention, a lot of energy is given to the baby, and then when it's time
for us
to be together, we're kind of out of energy.
Exhausted.
To be with each other. And so probably our conversations started to be less and less, or maybe even some physical touch started to be less and less. And so that's a good area to start looking at is like, okay, well, are we still holding hands? how much time are we spending with each other? Because if we could having a new baby, you might want to take a look at like, how can we spend a little bit of time with each other?
Just a little bit.
Being together and physically connecting and touching, holding hands, and having little conversations with each other.
Because it'll keep that connection going when you can even just a little bit each day have that conversation and having that touch going will really help to keep the two of you close.
Here's something else you may have not thought about. But the coordinating of the baby diaper bag. Usually, mom puts the diaper bag together. And then dad comes along and he puts things in the wrong place. And then dad gets in trouble because the wipes don't go in that pocket. The diapers don't go in this pocket. And all of a sudden the dad could start to feel like, am I left out of this process? So maybe even simple things like how the diaper bag is organized, that the two of you talk about the diaper bag. So that
it's the simplest thing like that. It can just trip you up a little bit.
But you could feel like the dad. You could feel
left out or
not included.
Right.
But to be able to collaborate together in how you do things. Where's the changing table? Where does their bed go? How does the diaper bag get put together? That you both are in on it. So one's not feeling left out in that experience. Now to connect as husband and wife, something you can do that is intimate, but it's only like 5 or 10 minutes, is to literally maybe give each other a foot massage. Maybe rub each other's shoulders. so that you have that close
that physical connection
touch,
because the mom's doing a lot of physical connection with the baby, and now it's really important to still have physical connection between the two of you.
Yeah, and when you rub the shoulders or rub the feet, what happens is like, it feels really good, and it releases a lot of stress, and it relaxes those muscles.
And it really adds that connection.
And then those endorphins that are being released because you feel so good, you're looking at each other and you still have that attraction factor right. between the two of you because you're making each other feel
like
good.
I feel important and he feels important, and then we both have that really important connection, especially with that physical touch.
And then, you know, get some pictures with all three of you together. Make some fun little videos with all three of you together. And just bring the three of you together into that family type of feeling. But to really think about each other in that touch and that talk during that time is going to help you through some times that could be bumpy. You know, it could be a little difficult if you don't remember to touch and you don't remember to talk. But hey, with this new little baby coming along, it's a joy. They are quite the little gift. And as grandparents, like we are really grandparents. As grandparents,
Poppy and Mimi.
As grandparents, these little balls of joy are just so fun.
They're precious.
There's no reason why a new baby ought to come literally between you. Sometimes they sleep between you, but they don't need to come between you. Remember that you are married before you had children. Marriage is important, and it's something to continue to work at. Hey, it's Kirk Duncan here, and thank you for tuning in, listening to this podcast. If you'd like to see the full video of this training, in the description below, you will see the link that will take you to the video to be able to see my slides, the pictures, the diagrams, everything that was going on during this training. So go check out that link, go watch it, and I'll catch you on the next podcast. Awesome.